Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Battered and bruised,
they've got me out,
but I won't lose.
Still Jesus are the one when me choose. True, him never leave me no time. And the man resigns upon time. Blessed am I sure that Jesus is mine.
Heart of the attic while leave the
I'm standing out of the dark. I'm leaving all that's behind. I need the spirit of your love and the sound mine. I'm stepping
bark like a dog, keep them barking out of the dark.
Yes, we're walking,
move me a move. No, we're not stopping. No matter what I must say, blessing not come my way. Jesus dead there in the yard, and you know we're not straight. You're the narrow into the path, and you know we're not play. Give me the courage and the fear, just be face and
I'm stepping out of the dark. I'm leaving all that's behind. I need the spirit of your sound mine. I'm stepping out of the dark. I'm leaving all that's behind. I need the spirit of your love and the sound mine.
I'm stepping out of the dark.
I'm leaving all that's behind.
I'm gonna leave it behind.
I need the spirit of your love and the sound mine. I'm stepping out of the dark.
I need your grace.
I need your mercy.
Our first Caribbean song for the week entitled Stepping Out of the Dark, coming from my brethren, Mr. Monty G. You know, he's originally from the Bahamas, but he now lives in the U.S. With his family, and I'm telling you, man, this guy is a living legend right here in the Bahamas and in the Caribbean. People really, really love him, and he's a true leader, an entrepreneur, a pioneer. He was actually leading from since he was a teenager, man, you know, very focused guy, knows what he wants. He loves the Lord, and now he is running his own successful record label right there in the U.S. Called Royalty and Respect Management, where he manages artists, helping them to go on a higher level in their career, man. That right there is really, really commendable, because a lot of artists out there do not know how the industry, how the music business works. And so we need people who have been in it for years successfully to show us the way, man. So Monty, Keep up the great work, bro. Very, very proud of you, bro. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome our wonderful dear sister who blesses us with her music ministry, her preaching, her thoughtful and spiritual insight, and so much more. It's nothing new. She's been doing it since she was a little child. The gifted, anointed, and literally amazing, but very real and oh so cool, Jacalyn Carr. Jacalyn, welcome, dear. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for having me. My deep, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, dear. Every day's a great day, isn't it, Jacalyn?
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Jacalyn, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And I just want you to know that I am very proud of you, man. You know, I watched you over the years as a teenager, now you being a young lady doing big things, accomplishing so much. You're an entrepreneur. I mean, doing so much. You know, you are just such a great role model, you know. You have the ears of the older folks. You have the ears of the younger folks in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, Africa, and all over the world who truly loves your ministry. In your spare time, is there any gospel artist that you listen to out of the Caribbean or Africa that you would love to work with in the future?
Hey, Lord, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jacalyn.
Yes, of course. I listen to African artists all the time. For me, it's Moses Bliss.
Okay.
The list goes on and on. I just love African music in general. So, yeah.
That's really awesome, man, Jacalyn, because, you know, I love Moses also, man. He's such an anointed guy, and he's well-known, you know, coming from out of Nigeria. That's a great choice, man. Jacalyn, there is a fan of yours from out of Houston, Texas, and she has a question for you.
Hello, my name is Ashiel Benford from out of Houston, Texas, and I really love your music. And I just have one question to ask you. What do you like to do on your free time? What is something that gives you joy away from work or anything else?
One of the things that I love to do during my free time is, number one, I'm a country girl, so I love like ATV riding, going mudding. I love horseback riding. And I love getting massages. And I just love watching a good movie like that. I'm very simple when it comes to that. Just as long as I take my mind away from the regular schmegler of like my schedule and all of that.
Nice. You know, I pretty do the same, you know. When I'm in my spare time, I love to watch movies and just chill out, you know. Just have a great time by myself, man. Good stuff.
And you got a great new song. I mean, your ministry is off the charts, but your music ministry is right there at the top with everything else. You carried me.
Thank you.
Wow, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
That single is sounding good in the neighborhood. You carried me. Tell us about that.
Thank you so much. So You Carried Me is my second single from my latest album, Jacalyn. The first one was I Believe God, which was number one, and this one, mm-hmm. You Carried Me, is in the top 15. So thank you all for your constant support, and it's an honor to be able to serve your audiences with the music that God gives me. And this song right here is just a piece of my testimony, and not just mine, but every single person who listens to it, because one thing about it, we may not all have the same journey, we may not all have the same story. However, one thing we all do have in common and is God has carried us.
Okay.
And I love this song because it's not just a song about what God has done already. However, it is a prophecy. It is you practicing what you're going to say when you see that thing you've been believing God for come to pass, when you see that promise become your reality. And that's why I say, when they ask me how, oh, I would just say, you carried me. I would stand from my mountain of victory and declare, Jesus has done it again.
Mm. Hallelujah. Oh, my gosh. And you got an album project coming out in September. It's like a special project, right? Is Imani Wilkins on there?
Yes. So Imani Wilkins and more. I love this project because it is me introducing new artists to the gospel arena. Some we already know. But this album is just, you know, I'm very passionate because we all know what it feels like for somebody to have been in position, you know, to help you along your journey. They had what it took to take you to the next level or whatever. And so I just want to be that for someone else. And so that's what we're doing with this album. Imani's single called Wonder, Tim Rogers with For My Good, Jericho Worship, the list goes on and on. So I'm just, again, happy to be in position to help people and encourage them in this way as well.
Nice.
And what's the name of the album coming out in September, early September?
Jacalyn Carr presents the Inspiration Project.
All right, we'll be looking for that.
Most definitely, you know, but Jacalyn, man, your story is very powerful. And, you know, what you're doing is so great for other artists, man. And it's always great to have you right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
And thank you so much to Bahamas, the Caribbean, Africa, and all the islands for all of your support. And I pray God's continuous flow of blessings upon your life. Thank you.
Yeah, Jacalyn Carr has been singing for many years now. She's only in her mid-20s. But even when she was around 13 or 14 years old, creating the album along with her father, of course, Greater Is Coming. That album went to number one, and she's been blazing the world ever since. Her mom was telling me one time that her mom, the choir director at church, took Jacalyn to choir rehearsal, you know, keep her there, you know, babysitting or whatever. And she would be sitting in the front pew. And her mother said that one night at choir rehearsal, while Jacalyn was sitting in the front row, and they were up in the choir area, and they were practicing, and her mother said they got into it, the adult choir got into it, and they just knew that they were singing, and oh, they were getting down, and oh my gosh, they felt they sounded so good. And all of a sudden, they heard this voice, "Stop it! Stop it!" It was 4-year-old Jacalyn Carr, and she just shouted out, the sopranos are singing the wrong part. The altos are out of tune. The tenors are..." And they just turned around in amazement and looked at this little girl on the front pew, 4 years old, telling them that. They were shocked. But afterwards, they got together, and you know what? They said, "Well, tell you the truth, she was right about everything she was saying." So she is just a special person from a young age, the anointing there and everything. And her latest song is "You Carried Me." It's following up the number one hit, "I Believe God." And Jacalyn Carr is really something. We thank her for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Quite a young lady, landlord.
Mike, you know, every time we get a chance to speak to Jacalyn Carr, it is always a honor because I know her story. You know, we had the opportunity to watch her as a young child grow up in the industry and now in her late 20s doing extremely well, an entrepreneur doing big things, and that is so commendable. It's always great to have her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits Show. But right now, we have an artist from out of the U.S. He goes by the name of MC Nice, and I want you guys to check out his latest song entitled "We Will."
I just wanna praise his name, my God.
Mother tried to make it easy, but we was some knuckles though. We used to let them knuckles throw. We used to let them chuckles go when we thought about the places we would go. Yeah, lights off, yeah, no really. Lights off, yeah, no money. Lights off, under the candlelight. We knew our plight was a destined fight. Oh no, brother didn't make it. Oh no, mama didn't make it. What though? Mama got to see a little boy growing. Rock the show, yeah, yo. Tomorrow's not promised, gotta be honest. Keep it a buck, yeah, yeah. Relied on faith to show me the way and keep me unstuck, yeah, yo. Relied on God to show me the grace and keep me in place, yeah, yeah. Against all odds, through the barrage, it kept the pace. When I think about when, to understand now, I think about them and what I know now. Wow, the man I am went from worthless to push a purpose, helping them surface from the circus, helping them see the light, embrace the sun, be healed, be filled, give praise, we will.
Lift his name, we will.
Life in the spotlight, but still I grieve. Life full of highlights, life full of hindsight. But now I see, tested by the restless,
trying to leave me breathless, but I am free, watching all the angles, never let them aim though. I got hate in a world full of demons, in a world full of heathens, playing with God, I brace for the season, faith got me seasoned, I've changed the odds, the ones that I came with, couldn't brace, couldn't build a frame with, lost faith, going through the changes, lost space, now we just strangers, no hate, hope, no, auntie didn't make it, oh no, uncle didn't make it, but yo, they got to see they little nephew grow and rock a show, yeah, yo, tomorrow's not promised, gotta be honest, keep it a thousand. Relied on faith to show me the way and allow me to plow. Relied on God to show me the grace and keep me aligned. Against all odds, through the barrage, I stay refined. Went from worthless to push a purpose, helping them surface from the circus, helping them see the light, embrace the sun, be healed, be filled, get praise, we will.
Yeah, the MC is a legendary man. Hallelujah. And Alonda Rich. Oh, brilliant songwriter and singer and writer of songs and music for films and TV. So hats off to MC Nice and Alonda Rich. Landlord, people be getting down with the gospel all over the world.
Yeah, Mike. MC Nice is a brilliant American recording artist, rapper, singer-songwriter, record and film producer, record executive, actor, inventor, entrepreneur, and former lead vocalist rapper of the duo group Kansas Cali. He is also the co-creator of animated music series The Jammies, the co-founder of the Stellar Award-winning radio station God House of Hip Hop Radio, powered by Dash Radio, best-selling author for his book Music Release University. I mean, this guy is just busy for the Lord, and you know, he really knows the business, man, you know, very, very well. And that was his latest song entitled We Will, which is now nominated for a Dove Award, and we just wish him all the best, man, you know. But MC Nice, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing such an amazing job for the kingdom of God, man. Great stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, one thing about going through tough times is never give up.
You know something, Mike? Giving up has never been an option for me. And if it's not an option for me, it should not be an option for you. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international multi-award-winning artist, Jacqueline Carr, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a talented young man. You know, he goes by the name of Woodley John Victorin, a.k.a. Smokey Burns, and he has a very powerful testimony. So when you hear him sing about God being his provider, he is speaking through his experience. You know, you see, Smokey always loved music from a little child, beating on water buckets. And as he got older, he got very passionate and got stronger, that stronger love for music. And at that early age, he became legally blind. But guess what? That didn't stop him. He started his own radio show that made it popular in Turks and in Florida, called the Smokey Burns Show. He ended up on the wrong side of the law. He went to prison, spent some time, came out with more passion to do better and make a difference in his life. And today, that is what he's doing. He's doing some great work down there in Turks and Caicos, in the communities. He's having so much different events trying to help people. And that is what it's all about, man. You know, I just want you guys to, you know, be blessed by one of his songs entitled Provider, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
One on the bass.
When I was posted up on the block, slinging drugs, hanging with thugs, running the streets, ducking police, you're the one that set me free. You're my father, my provider, give me everything I need. When I was down, you picked me up, you're the one that kept me up. Didn't know which way to go, you helped me to cross the road. You say you ride for me, you die for me, you tell me the truth, don't lie to me. I'll testify, you crucify, you die to give me life. To help me climb, I had doubts on my route, but you helped me figure it out. From the dark into the light, I was dead, but back to life. When I was poor, you gave me wealth. When I was sick, you gave me help. From nights in the county jail, you never left me by myself. Wanted to cry, I'm on trial, but you gave me strength to smile. You took my faith, you took my guilt, my broken soul, you rebuilt. If I'm lying, then I'm flying. And when my soul, you kept on trying. Lonely days, sleepless nights. It was a battle I had to fight. And I had to put my trust in you. You're my only Christ. Let me know what else.